When gloves are off and Trump is free from the GOP party that is apparently indifferent to ever winning another presidency. Trump claims the shackles are off, but what kind of leadership does the National Party claim to be making? It seems for years the GOP is focused on losing small with John McCain and Mitt Romney, middle of the road candidates that everybody liked, nobody was too passionate about. Now, intent upon freeing themselves from Trump and baggage, the GOP is prepared to enter free from staggering and perhaps imaginable and unprecedented level of losses. But for what? This would be admirable if the GOP itself actually stood for anything other than Democratic Party life. In fact, in trying to appear lily white and holier than thou, the party is merely highlighting its own disgusting, fearful, and unprincipled core. Had the party leader stuck with Trump, thick or thin, stood a good chance of reaping the rewards of the victors. Instead, by repeatedly claiming they could support him and now publicly abandoning Trump, the furious masses will likely stay away from the polls or at least not vote down the party. This is a historic mistake from which the GOP will probably never recover. I repeat myself, I do not foresee the GOP ever recovering from this mistake. But the Dems all will be back there, man, even if she's merely hyper-masculine Hillary, the media juggernaut that surrounds Hillary's campaign like a child in a womb has been exposed in a new WikiLeaks leak. Hillary received aid from the New York Times, allowing her to edit her own quotes. Specific journalists like the CNBC debate moderator John Harwood even aided her personally, while he was also given debate questions ahead of time by others. And Harwood is the guy that gave Trump such a difficult time and refused to ever really take it seriously. In other words, the ailing Hillary was treated as more important than baby Jesus. So what happens now? Odds surely favor Hillary. Trump, with his uncanny sense of timing, gambler streak, in the cojones of a river gambler, as it were, still pull it off. If despite the Dems fielding their worst candidate ever, and probably the worst candidate in the history of American politics at a high level, the GOP lack of guts and visions that the grand old party once knew will be not GOP longer, but DOA dead on arrival. Good morning. 609. I was thinking about a couple of things last night. Number one was that no risk, no success. So the GOP wants a predictable, right? They want somebody predictable. They want somebody in control. They want Mitt Romney. They want a John McCain. People who are not number four hitters, to put into baseball terms, not shooting guards. They're not elite level quarterbacks. What they were, good but not great, you know, the John McCain's. But instead, they got Donald Trump this time, and I can't believe that these people actually made it into politics, because all of these individuals at one point decided, I'm going to take this going into politics. I'm going to run for office. I'm going to see people actually look at me, or it's just my own ego going in the way of reality. They ran for office. They put a campaign together. They get funds. They knocked on doors, all things local politicians do, and they won, and then they started moving up the food chain. These same people are lacking any vision. You've got national party. You have a national candidate. You can't abandon that candidate because he didn't have a farm system. And a candidate because he said something that, but you can't run a national party with regional and local implications and walk away from the candidate. You can't do that. The Democrats would never do that. Did the Sanders followers do that? Did Sanders do that? No. No matter what he said against Hillary, no matter how true it was, no matter how much she ripped him on, cheated him out of his chance to run for president as the party nominee, they stay together. What does that mean? It means that it's a survival instinct. It's also a power instinct. Trump is supposedly not pure enough for this party. I asked you the other day, and even Donna, Donna being a religious and very conservative, said that the right way to analyze it, we have had a massive sexual revolution in this country that touches everything. And as a matter of fact, I want to mention to you guys an article I just read that says the reason for the precipitous religious change in the country happened with the sex revolution. Because how you express your sexuality has a great deal about who you will follow as a god or religion. Anyway, there's been a massive sex revolution that has swept across the United States. People out there, many listeners, are in their second or third marriage, or you're living with somebody. Even though you consider yourself a conservative, or at least a middle-of-the-road Democrat or a conservative Democrat, you know friends that had affairs or have done crazy things. You know, you've had bosses or coworkers that have done things that 50 years ago would have gotten kicked out of the community. People on nowadays, in the old days, a girl could not bring home a single guy. It just didn't happen. She would totally destroy her reputation. Those days are gone. And now we're living in a sexual revolution. Now, I suspect, although I don't know this, I suspect that Donald Trump, with Billy Bush, who's now fired from Good Morning America or whatever show he was on, being part of this tape, I suspect that Trump was doing a little bit of boasting, being egged on, that Trump always tries to rise to the challenge. There's no reason to believe that he goes around grabbing women by their genitals or having affairs. But if he did, he would be no different, would never get in trouble in the Democratic Party for being type of a person. This is the party that accepts every single individual, no matter how far off the beaten path. But the Republicans, instead of trying to build a bigger tent party like Reagan did, Reagan got pulled from the Democrats. The Democrats had to particularly support him. There's no religious test in modern politics, right? Is Paul Ryan supposed to be an insightful evangelical? Is Mitch McConnell supposed to be religious? What was John McCain involved in his three marriages or whatever he's on? We got crap. We got schnookered, those of us who are conservatives. I don't call myself a member of the GOP. I haven't since I've been on this radio show. I find the GOP despicable. And I would only support the candidates because I had some level of disagreement, some agreement with their policies, or as in relation to a leader of two evils. I don't believe I'm going to give up a candidate like that. Can't do that and survive. Number one, the entire party depends on the leadership of the president or the presidential nominee. Now, what I consider Trump's leader of the party, that's why it's so absurd for Paul Ryan to stand and say, I'm no longer, he already spent months agonizing over whether it was support, like he was some true blue something or other, instead of just a conniving politician. And he is globalist. I want you to remember that. He supported Hillary and Obama and he made their different crazy schemes. This idea that he's going to make supporting Trump a personal decision is Paul Ryan in that position was a huge mistake, and I put it at the time. He said, but I'll only do this if you promise not to oppose me. What? Crazy. But this idea of the party, I mean, I don't know what party is trying to do. Nobody believes the party is pure. Nobody believes the GOP stands by its own principles. It's surrendered almost everything. It's in its quest to be safe. It's trading danger for safety. It's trading influence and power for trying to exist. You know, the GOP party that just exists or doesn't take any risks. The biggest risk I've ever seen, though, is walking away from Trump. How could that possibly benefit the GOP? Is anybody going to say, well, thank God you walked away from Trump, I'll support you now? People hate the GOP. They hate it because they go around trying to pretend it's whatever, you know, holier, you know, right as a cotton sheet, and they just make one stupid mistake after another. The country is moving in an extreme way. It has a GOP House, it's got a GOP Senate. What did they do to that advantage thing? At a time when they could have gone for as jailer, politically speaking, when they could have gone for really put together a great presidential team up with Trump, right? Like him or not. The party walks away from Trump because it's scared, understanding that being scared and trying to play it safe is led us to this position in the first place, or the GOP to this position in the first place. And now they're making the ultimate, but it's not a risk. They're not taking the ultimate risk and walking away from Trump. It's a suicide mission. You can't abandon your party's nominee and expect anything good. I predict it's going to fatally damage the GOP. I know how long it'll take, but the people on the ground, the grassroots conservatives and libertarians, just Republicans, hate the party, hate the candidates that have been put out in the past couple of election cycles. They hate the media, hate Hillary and the Democrats and all of the corruption, and they wanted somebody to stand against for once. For one, the GOP is famous for refusing to attack the opposition. You remember how Romney stepped away from the fight during debates for whatever reason? He gave up in the last month, even though he was, I think, slightly ahead. So Trump has recently, in a few weeks, been ahead of Hillary. But he says the one thing comes out on tape, that the Democrats laughed if one of their candidates said that. They got a kick out of it. Would have let him love him. And this part can't wait to abandon ship. I mean, I've seen anything like it. In the meantime, the Democrats are so corrupted, and the GOP is saying we need to protect the American people from this crazy, this evil, this totally corrupt Democratic Party. That at a national level is so, it does anything it wants to. You've got a debate moderator aspiring Hillary Clinton, and I'm sure a lot of the national Democrats will say, good, that's right. Trump is bad. We've got to save America, whatever their logic is. No standards anymore. A debate moderator is caught WikiLeaks offering Hillary advice on how to run her campaign. And you wonder why the debate moderators seem so vicious, so anti-Trump. Nobody's going to do anything about it. Hillary, the gatekeeper at the Department of State, the State Department, the keeper ran her foundation. Hillary had to make a donation. But that's an eruption because you can't prove. You can't prove money came in and then policies were changed. Well, actually, if you've ever listened to Clinton or read it, you'll know that they have it out there. Media doesn't care about it. The media is so far into the tank, it's just propaganda. It's different than prop. We'll come back and get into more of WikiLeaks, but the GOP has committed suicide, and I wish I could say that's upsetting to hear, but I'm so sick of the GOP. Anyway, 620 Kelly O'Connell AM, this is AM 1450, 523-1450 to call in, and 805-6180 to text. Will be right back. It is the 12th of October. Thank you. right, 751, and here's what I think would be worth pondering a little bit, and I don't know who you're going to vote for. I know there are Republicans and Democrats that listen to the show, maybe in equal numbers. I've been told a lot of Democrats listen to the show, and I thank you for tuning in, of course. But what I would challenge you to ponder is what the election is about, not just the shortcomings of the candidates. The candidates have a severe shortcomings. In my mind, Hillary is much larger because they involve efforts to, for example, and this is what I was thinking about last night. I couldn't really sleep last night. I kept thinking about this. Hillary gets into office, she's going to increase the number of Syrians and Muslims coming over from the list, 500%. Now, why would somebody promise such a thing? It's obviously a big deal to liberals to have the kind of a country, but what about the rest of us? What about the people that have to live next door or down the street from individuals who might be terrorists? They might be jihadists. There's no way to vet people, for example, from Syria. We would have no idea, and we're bringing a lot of them. He's going to open up the doors wide open. He's in favor of globalism. What would a global world look like, a globalistic world? Somehow America becomes less important as the principles that America used to become great are supposedly spread around the globe. Open markets, open borders. How would a country be conservative if it was run in any sense, if it was run by an international police force or international political body? We cherish the idea of federalism, which means that there's national control, immediate control, and local control. What is appropriate? If you get federalism, how could you possibly have any efficiency? How do you know what it is? How would you know from an international perspective what is the right way to use land in Mexico or water? Or oil, or any of our other resources. What level of concern would an international body have for New Mexicans, for Las Cruces, for Doña Annans? How would we possibly get representation if there was a problem here? You see what I'm saying? I mean, we're buying into this. We're kind of sleepwalking into this because supposedly Bill Clinton is an unacceptable person, right? But we're in part walking into it because our minds, the mainstream media that is so self-important, that is so totally infatuated with itself, is also totally infatuated with Hillary because they know that no matter what, she's a liberal. Even if it takes lying on the surface, her theory of a public statement about what you believe in your policies, what they're going to be versus the private one, just exactly the same as Obama. The country is better off, worse off since Obama, the years, they're going to continue on with that, right? I mean, is that really the best choice? That's the best we can do? Here's another call. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly. It's Tom.
Hey, Tom. What's up?
You struck a chord when you jokingly were talking to I think it was Jeff. I forget his name.
Yeah.
And now you said something about Hillary possibly being possessed.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking she was involved in the occult. She claimed that she had long conversations in the White House with Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, my God.
And it doesn't actually spin around, but it does bubble a lot. And she's possessed by one of those minor demons.
One of the minor bobblehead demons?
Yeah. Anyway, who wants a president in the White House that has long conversations with people that are long dead? What if Eleanor Roosevelt says, I think it's a good idea, Hillary, to attack Russia. You know, I want her hands on the button.
Well, I mean, what people don't know, and I meant to play it the other day, there was is a statement that came out of the Joint Chiefs of Staff that was a warning apparently to Russia that we can beat anybody in the world. We will go anywhere in the world to beat you if you're a threat to America. My jaw hits the floor. What is these people doing? You know, we named Obama as a peacemaker. He gets the Nobel Prize.
Are we going to attack Russia?
Because they're threat. I don't know what's going on. And my main concern is that people have lost their ability to think on their own. So when this is erupting, they don't know what to make of it. The media says, you know, these are the good persons versus the bad persons. These are the good policies versus the bad policies. There's no independent thought out there. People should be absolutely alarmed at what's going on right now.
Yeah, I think Trump could get a good relationship going Putin with Russia. We could be allies against jihad. That's our enemy.
Well, I mean, Trump has said he's never talked to the guy, so this notion that he's teaming up with him is not cynical, but he doesn't really go after. But anyway, any thoughts running out of time?
No, thanks for being there.
Yeah. All right, folks. So, just another issue. We have officially banned religion as a topic in the national discourse. I mean, Hillary is strange, isn't she? I don't know. If I had to guess, there's something that's quite right there spiritually, but just my impression. All right. So anyway, running out of time, but enjoy spending a little quality time with you this morning. I don't know what's going to happen. Is it possible for Trump to win? Yeah, he's tied in one race. The LA Times has him tied, and another race has him down by 4. After the hits he's taken, he is fighting against party leaders as he has been. I think it's a suicide mission for Paul Ryan to pull his support. Could Trump win without Paul Ryan's support? It's possible. Anything's possible. It's a strange race any of us has ever seen. Nobody knows it's going to end. Hillary could follow tomorrow with her health problems and be pushing up daisies in a week. So 7:59, not that I wish that on her, of course. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day. 12th of October, and take you out with a little more Hank Mobley. Ciao. We'll see you back in 22 hours. Kelly O'Connell, Oscar, on KOBE.